Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Sheep are unique in that they accumulate copper in the liver more readily than other animals. So they're very susceptible to copper poisoning. Copper is vital. It's required for normal iron metabolism, wool production, and much more, including effective immune response. Signs of deficiency include anemia, brittle bones, loss of hair or wool color, and poor wool growth. Sheep require about 5 parts per million of copper in their total diet. Toxicity can occur at levels above 25 parts per million. However, as with all nutritional conversations, it's not easy enough to say feed less than 25 parts per million. Dietary molybdenum levels also affect copper requirements, as it forms an insoluble complex with copper to prevent absorption. If molybdenum levels are too low, sheep are more susceptible to copper toxicity. If molybdenum levels are too high, then copper deficiency may occur on diets that would normally be adequate. Sulfur further complicates the copper-molybdenum relationship by binding with molybdenum. Poisoning results from the buildup of copper in the liver over a few weeks or even up to a year with no symptoms, followed by their sudden release, causing rapid breakdown of red blood cells. Poisoning may result from excessive copper intake or from low intake of molybdenum, sulfur, zinc, calcium, or even following liver damage. Stresses like weather, poor nutrition, transportation, or handling can cause the liver cells to die and release this stored copper into the bloodstream. Affected sheep are lethargic and anemic. They may grind their teeth and experience extreme thirst. Membranes are very pale and may appear yellow as jaundice sets in. Death usually occurs 1 to 2 days after the onset of clinical symptoms. If and when copper toxicity is suspected, the diagnosis needs to be confirmed by a veterinarian. Sources of copper need to be promptly identified. It's important to know the mineral status of all feeds and forages being fed, even the water sources. Cattle require about 10 parts per million copper in their diet and can tolerate levels 10 times more than sheep. Non-ruminants such as pigs and chickens tolerate even higher levels than that. So because of these species differences, it's necessary to purchase grain rations or mineral premixes which have been specifically formulated for sheep. Although prevention is much preferred, there are times when treatment is warranted to prevent further losses. The most common treatment is to give a daily drench of ammonium molybdate and sodium sulfate. Copper boluses can be used when other species share the same pasture or pen with sheep. For more information on toxicities or sheep rations, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office. 620-784-5337.